Hi, I am Henry Rayenga, founder of Christian Leaders Institute. Welcome to Topic 8, Marriage, Church, State, and Civil Responsibility. In this video, we begin with a foundational truth. Marriage is before the state because marriage begins with God. Genesis 1 and 2, present marriage, before there is any civil government, court system, licensing office, or wedding industry. God creates male and female in his image. God says, it is not good for the man to be alone. God forms the woman. Then scripture says, therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh. Jesus affirms this in Matthew 19 when he takes his listeners back to creation. Haven't you read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? Then he says, what therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart. That means the Christian wedding officiant must understand something very carefully. The state may recognize marriage. The state may regulate civil procedures related to marriage. The state may require licenses, filings, authorized officiants, witnesses, or other legal steps. Those responsibilities matter. But the state does not create the theological meaning of Christian marriage. Christian marriage is received from God's creation design, affirmed by Christ, witnessed by Scripture, entered through public vows, and lived in covenant faithfulness. This distinction is very important for officiants. Some people reduce marriage to a legal arrangement. They say, we just need someone to sign the papers. Others reduce marriage to romance. They say, we just want to celebrate our love. Others reduce marriage to a private identity project. They say, marriage means whatever we decide it means. The Christian officiant must lovingly resist all of these reductions. A wedding license matters, but it does not define marriage before God. Romantic love matters, but it does not create marriage. Personal story matters, but it is not sovereign. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. A ministry sciences observation helps here. When a couple says, we just need someone to make it official, the officiant should notice the reduction. What do they mean by official? Legal, social, spiritual, family recognized, church recognized? The wise officiant asks clarifying questions. You might say, I can help you understand the ceremony responsibilities. But as a Christian officiant, I also want to help you understand that marriage is more than paperwork. You are entering a covenant before God. Christian philosophy helps us too. Marriage has a juridical aspect because civil responsibility, consent, and lawful process matter. But marriage is not only juridical, it has a faith aspect, an ethical aspect, a social aspect, a lingual aspect, a biotic aspect, and many others. When marriage is reduced to law alone, it becomes too small. For the one wedding officiant, this gives clarity. Do not treat the ceremony as merely signing documents. For the ordained wedding officiant, this gives long-term ministry responsibility. You help couples see both covenant and compliance. For the church staff minister, this distinction protects the church's witness. The church does not invent marriage, but it witnesses to God's design. For the chaplain, this is especially important in institutions. Chaplains must honor policy and law while remembering that Christian marriage is deeper than civil procedure. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, this helps couple preparation. Legal readiness is not the same as covenant readiness. Marriage is before the state. Civil responsibility matters. But Christian marriage belongs first to God.